time again for the Skinny on Beauty, the one show where beauty, art, and technology collide. With your host, the big collider herself, Cheryl Holly. I don't know what that means, Cheryl.
It's okay. It's Friday.
Friday.
We're off to a little late start here, so we're having fun in the studio without you guys.
That's it.
Welcome to another episode of the Skinny on Beauty, everyone. I'm your host, Cheryl Holly. Thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have an exciting line of production for you today with how to curate social content for your fashion show. Today, my guest is Rose Marie Macklin with See Me Collections. We're going to be discussing how do you decide what photos to post during a fashion show? Do you think location matters? And what to do with live video? How does that work? And what are some of Rose Marie's tips? I am a digital marketing expert for beauty, wellness, and fashion brands, consultant, professor, and social media influencer. You can contact my company, Unite Socially, about how we can help you increase brand awareness and bottom line results. Or you can follow me at Skinny on Beauty to connect with my lifestyle and other successful entrepreneurs in our industry. In this podcast, we offer up digital marketing tips for you to live more successfully, inspiration to live your dreams through personal development, business, and tools to be a prosperous entrepreneur. As I mentioned, today's guest is Rose Marie Macklin. We will be discussing how to curate social content for your fashion show. Rose Marie Macklin is a proud Jamaican woman from the busy city streets of Kingston, where fashion was an everyday aspiration. Rose Marie is a fashion designer and owns a boutique called See Me, located in Las Vegas, Nevada. She strives to design garments that can be worn by women who want to make statements, women who are not afraid to make changes. Her designs are sought out through many avant-garde stores across the world. See Me Collections is a brand for women who make things happen. Welcome, Rose Marie.
How are you?
Hi, Rose Marie. I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Oh, thanks so much for taking the time out of your day. I know Fridays can be sometimes the busiest day of the week. And Rose Marie is actually not in the studio, as you guys can all see. She is calling in today from Las Vegas, Nevada on Skype.
And I said the weather in Las Vegas here is lovely.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, you know, it's been a while since I've been out there, but I know that you're having an event here soon. So we'll talk about that at the end of the show. Maybe I'll make it out. So tell us a little bit about, you know, before we get into the See Me Collections, which everybody, just so you know, See Me, you can follow them on Instagram or like them on Facebook. It is S-I, next word is me, M-E-E, and then collections. So See Me Collections. Tell us a little bit about how, Rosemary, you were inspired by seeing your mom and your aunt dress up in the 70s when you were a little girl.
Oh, my goodness. Well, my mom and my aunt back then were the most amazing party-going, trend-setting influencers of their time, I would say. And so they would sort out designs from all over Europe. We lived in Nottingham, and we lived in London. So a lot of their clothes came from boutiques, from Paris, from Rome. And when, you know, whenever these women were getting dressed, it was literally, we were children just sitting there looking at them saying, when am I going to grow up and I can dress like them? Can I put on makeup like that? Can I dress like this? And as soon as they left, we would put on their shoes, their clothes, their dress. And that was my inspiration, just to watch these women just revel in the beauty of fashion.
That's so awesome to be able to grow up. And I mean, I remember, you know, when I was a little girl and I would always, you know, want to play in my mom's makeup bag, you know, but I didn't have like the whole elaborate, you know, divas around me to really inspire a whole bunch of fashion. So I love that you had that upbringing, and it actually it set a mindset for you, it sounds like, because I know in high school, you used to kind of daydream about, you know, fine art and the Renaissance era and like where fashion and style were at the highest importance. Tell us about like those days if they had a turning point for you with your passion for fashion.
I sure did. Thank you. Well, what actually inspired me more than anything else is that my favorite class in studies was history. And, you know, just being from Jamaica, basically to understand British history and the you know, where a lot of culture, you know, the division of culture and things came from, it was always like I would daydream looking at these books and these encyclopedia through school and college and just like, wow, you know, these things never happened in Jamaica. These things never happened here. And so it kind of gave me, you know, I would fall almost into my own Pandora box of imagery of these people, imagery of their clothing and design, because that's to me is how you basically put a picture together. You kind of dress the person, you kind of see how they live their lifestyle. And basically I would, you know, literally just enjoy the art of watching and thinking about costumes and designs, because the clothes are all period pieces. Every different century and every history has a different fashion trend. And at that time, it doesn't seem like a fashion trend. But now, as things, and in this era, we look back and all of their designs were just amazing fashion trend. And I love the Renaissance era because, you know, to me, that was just beauty. That's when people all came together into fabric and music and understanding how powerful the art of design and garment were. So to me, the Renaissance era is just like, it tops it for me.
Now, I know you get your, you know, you go, as I mentioned, to a lot of avant-garde stores and you get a lot of your inspiration from this era. Now, does that hold true for every single piece that you design for CME Collections? Which, by the way, let me back up real fast, everybody. CME Collections is a swimsuit cover-up line. So you can, if you haven't checked them out already on Instagram, because I know how busy your fingers can get, let me mention that real fast. But tell us about, you know, the inspiration behind each of, you know, the swimsuit cover-ups.
Well, I'm really inspired by making sure that I address every woman's body imagery issues. By when I design a piece of cover-up, I first of all have in mind, like, what is she trying to conceal at this moment? What is she trying to reveal at this moment? And what type of event is she going to? Is she going to be the diva? She wants the bright colors. She has, you know, she wants the low cut back. She wants the, you know, the cleavage exposure. I kind of have a relationships with the clients to kind of understand what it is that they really and how they see themselves. So as far as my period pieces go, I do a lot of red carpet couture pieces, which are, you know, that's what I draw a lot of my history from. I kind of, you know, I will use my Renaissance, my love for couture fashion, and use a lot of see-through, a lot of flowy chiffon, and a lot of very fairy imagery designs to literally accentuate the woman's body, allow her to feel like, I would never normally wear this, but once I put this on, I feel like I'm totally evolved into someone new. I feel like I want the world to see me. And so I [S2] Right. [S1] Try to capture that essence in all of the design. So I don't stick to a particular era. I stick to a complete picture of what I think, you know, women, especially, you know, women who are confident, who are trying to show the world.
Right. And your pieces definitely do, you know, mirror that confidence that, you know, a lot of us have or need even through your designs to be able to allow the world to see us a little differently, right? So that we feel more beautiful from the inside out. Again, see me is S-I-M-E-E. And it shows true in every single piece. Now, a little background story between our relationship, Rosemarie and I. We met at OC Fashion Week, and we had a lovely time at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. And I got to interview her there and see some of her collections at OC Fashion Week. And I know that you've done some other fashion shows prior to that. I know that you did the Las Vegas Swimsuit Week as well. But it was astonishing to be able to see these women, you know, even models or not models, you know, wear her pieces and how confident, you know, they were portrayed. And some of the pictures that you got from that show were just very stunning.
Well, you know, I really just love the fact that when any woman puts on a See Me design, I find it's so easy to bring out the girl in her. She puts it on and she starts to twirl. Right. She puts it on and she just starts to like, oh my God, I look so sexy. I look beautiful. I'm covered. And the one thing I hear them say all the time, like, I would never have thought that I could look like this in a dress like this, because normally I would never wear see-through clothing like this. But honestly, I'm covered and I feel comfortable. And that always does it for me, because then I feel that I give them the leverage to feel confident, because they don't have to think that, oh my gosh, any flaws that I may have is showing, and I may still have to feel like I have to cover this area because I don't like to show the flanks in my back. I don't like to show the cellulite on my leg. Mm-hmm. And my garments really are made to make women feel good. I know all of us, especially mothers who have had children, and basically, you know, we may not think our body's the same as it used to be. And I think the word cover up, you know, because a lot of people say, are you a swimsuit cover up company? I find that the word cover up is the wrong word, because I really try to have my ladies expose themselves in a very confident way, show themselves in a confident way. Mm-hmm. There's no reason for women these days to be putting on a big T-shirt going to the beach. You need to, you take this time to take your vacation, to have beautiful resort wear. So be comfortable, be confident, be free to feel liberated by, you know, your own body image and your own beauty. Mm-hmm. And I accentuate that in every garment, every color, and every design that I do.
And I love that, because it's such a natural thing, right, for us to be able to do, but so lazy to get there, right? You know, I mean, we want the immediate fix, you know, let's go get like the latest plastic surgery done, or, you know. And change ourselves, our natural state, right?
Yes. As I told before, my husband is a plastic surgeon. So being a patient care coordinator, I spent many years listening to women tell me about all body flaws and what they're not comfortable within themselves as far as their physique.
Right.
And I would explain to them, listen, retail therapy is the best surgery you can have. And so being able to deal with, you know, their different, you know, quirks and different things that women complain about, you know, I always fashion. I think my designs really come from that experience of being able to say, you know what, let's take the action of the insecurities that some women may have feeling, you know, how they want to feel. And I want to help them to accentuate their body, their confidence in wearing the clothes that allow them to feel confident. And so my garments aren't just like a everyday throw something on. It's an experience. It's something that helps to liberate not only, you know, your mind, but also, you know, to me, it sends a message to others that, my gosh, this woman is confident and she looks good.
Right. And you've had several years of experience leading up to this. I mean, not only the passion from when you were a child and you know, you walking the streets of New York and how you were glam struck by the fact that they hadn't caught up to UK fashion. But you've also were a, you know, personal shopper. And you had your own hair salon. And so, you know, coupled with, you know, a patient coordinator for a plastic surgeon's office, you know, you've had all the intimacy that a woman can get from woman to woman, you know, and understanding the body and the pain points of us, you know, of what we go through. And then, you know, your expertise for your eye to be able to make these elaborate pieces. I love that is part of your story, because, you know, I mean, I've met other fashion designers that might not have that type of experience as far as, like, you know, knowing how to shop and knowing what retail therapy is all about. But they might have that eye. And I feel like when you have that balance, it's portrayed a little differently.
It sure is. I mean, as I said, a lot of my clients, and I just wait to hear the words when they walk into the shop and they put on an outfit. I could be in another section of the building and all I hear is, yes. She just put on a see-me, and I can tell, you know, and it's that yes moment that these women, I know, like, okay, there it is. She found what she was looking for, and I actually was able to tune in to what her expectations were for her designs and coming into my store today.
Right.
So, you know, no, definitely, I try to address the woman from all angle. I try to address the woman's, you know, the mindset, the body, and basically what it is that they want to, you know, to make them, help them to feel confident and feel comfortable in what they're wearing. So my experience of being a designer, a hairdresser, listen to stories of women day in, day out. And I mean, all of my life I've been around women. I have six sisters, so I'm really blessed to be able to be around women and actually, you know, having an insight. At least I find it's therapy, and I use that therapy to now, you know, design garments that I feel will also help other women. I mean, I have pieces that are not see-through. They're also, they may just be made just to accentuate your legs and your thigh. I have women that says, I don't want to show my stomach. I have those that don't want to show my back. Some I don't want to show, you know, certain areas of their body. And there's always a piece in our CME collection. And don't get it wrong. It's not just for women. I do a lot for teen and young people also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I haven't been to your store, though, in Vegas, but I've seen a lot of your designs and you do a really good job at creating that social content and that engagement online, which we're going to be talking about those tips here that we have for you after the break, which we're going to be taking here in just a minute. But the designs that you have, you know, they're at an affordable price point, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I try to make it affordable for everyone. My prices range anywhere from, you know, $50 up to you know, $5,000, depending on, you know, the design, what I'm doing. I have, you know, I have people contacting me that they're doing beach weddings and they want to have a full ensemble that's just amazing. But it's still much cheaper than if you went to a bridal store and bought, you know, a bridal dress.
Oh, what a great idea for a beach wedding with your designs. I'll have to plan that for my wedding. Yeah. I like it because they're so unique.
I have some people come and say they'd like a theme look for their wedding. And, you know, they want to look this way and they want to their bridesmaids to be sexy with big, you know, flowers. And it's all different. So everyone is, you know, it's their own preferences. But I really enjoy the fact that I'm able to spread out to not just the basic resort wear designs, but I also get to do a lot of beach wear pieces. And right now I'm working with some people that basically they're all into red carpet affairs. And now I'm having a lot of people contact me for, you know, red carpet issues. And I'm just like blown away because they want something unique, something that no one else is going to have. And just it's a great feel. This is all from social media.
Yeah, all through social media. Did you guys hear that? Because that's the key point here. She's making all these connections and being able to do these amazing things. At the young age of 50, Rosemarie decided to start living her dreams. And I love pressing that issue because, you know, as entrepreneurs, I mean, that if you're an entrepreneur at heart, whether you do it when you're in your teens or in your 30s or in your 50s, you know, it's going to be there and it's going to pop out when it's ready. And I know that you had waited until your kids were all grown and then your husband had helped you. A little background story. Her husband had helped her, you know, actually gave her the keys to her own boutique. And so she, you know, ran with that idea. And here she is, you know, now on the Skinny on Beauty show and sharing her experience and strength and hope with us. So thank you so much for sharing that message, being able to be an example of what a successful entrepreneur does on a daily basis. After the break, which we're going to cut to right now, you guys, we'll be talking about how to curate your social content for your fashion show and other fashion design pieces that you want to showcase on social media. We'll be right back.
All right, back to Cheryl and her guest.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Skinny on Beauty. I'm your host, Cheryl Hawley, and I'm here today via Skype with Rosemarie Macklin of CME Collections. That's spelled S-I-M-E-E and Collections. Follow her on Instagram or Facebook. If you were just now tuning in before the break, we were talking about some of her designs and how Rosemarie started in the fashion industry as a personal shopper growing up, looking at, you know, to her mom and her aunt who were divas and really glam, trend-setting individuals that inspired her to pursue her dreams at the young age of 50 and opening her first boutique in Las Vegas, Nevada. She has done Las Vegas Swim Week. She's also done OC Fashion Week and various other fine art gallery shows to premiere her designs for swimsuit wear. And we have some tips for you today. So we'll just dive right into them. They're social media marketing tips for you to curate your content online. If you're a fashion designer, you can also use these tips just if you want to create more elaborate images or engage with your audience a little bit more during your live events. Okay, so Rosemarie, let's just jump right into it. We did have a couple questions from fans, so I'll start with the fan questions. Prior to the show, some of you had tweeted in or commented on my live Facebook post about me prepping for today's show. The first question was, what social platform should you start showcasing your designs on?
Well, I always start off with Instagram. I mean, for me, Instagram is an amazing platform because you can directly, you know, people are, you know, it's a great way to market, first of all, and you're meeting likewise people, and it's very current. It stays more current. You find things that basically you will not find anywhere else on Instagram, and I just think that, you know, it's a very good platform because I get a lot of clients from Instagram, and I have a lot of people inboxing me and asking me about different designs. So that would be my first choice.
Yeah, you know, and I would have to agree, you know, and it's funny, and I will say it, and I'm sorry, Instagram, but actually not. I kept waiting for Instagram not to be the number one, you know, like I was like secretly rooting for Snapchat. But Instagram remains number one. Do you any Snapchatting?
I do Snapchat, but I'm not a big Snapchatter.
Okay.
And I find that the audience is a, I'm not finding that audience is engaged long enough with the millennialites to be really looking at designs and shopping, you know, avidly through Snapchat. Instagram, you will be able to put in a search, you put in swimsuit cover-ups, resort wears, and bam, there it is. You know, you put on a video and, you know, you have 200-300 people contact you, you know, within a certain amount of time. So it's to me, Instagram is the top.
Yeah, you know, and Snapchat, I will say, if you do utilize an influencer marketing platform, which we do, the management for it, Unite Socially, for our brands, you will see some sales coming through, but the influencers are getting more expensive, you know. So if you want to manage your own content, it's definitely, Instagram is definitely the way to go. And one of the other questions that we had from the fans was, how long before your launch do you need to have your social strategy set up?
Before your launch?
Yeah, or before a fashion show. I have a few ideas here. I guess they're actually different. Launch and fashion show are different. So let's just go for fashion show.
Okay. For a fashion show, I like to do, you know, first of all, I like to do live videos. Once, you know, everything live because people react a lot more to, you know, the visual art. And so I think, you know, immediately as you're starting, even, you know, as you're starting, during, and definitely after, a lot of people, I think, would engage a lot more during, you know, for social media. On that type of platform.
On Instagram. Mm-hmm. When you say you do a lot of live video on your Instagram stories, like what do you showcase? Do you utilize all the different filters, or what do you like to use for content?
Well, basically, I like to do live videos. I like to show behind the scenes.
Okay.
I definitely like to show, like, you know, previews of, like, the models, everyone getting ready, and then, you know, a small excerpt of the show and just the highlights. So a lot of times, you know, because people, they don't, to me, although it's Instagram, they may, you know, they don't stay long enough on a post. So you've got to keep them engaged by, you know, showing different aspects of whatever you're trying to post on Instagram.
Right. Which is why Boomerang is so popular. The Boomerang. Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, our attention span is getting shorter and shorter. Yeah. It's already gone, and then by the time I'm saying shorter, you know, so it's like everybody wants that instant gratification, and, you know, social media is definitely tending to that. It's so funny because my nephews even though I'm an expert in social media, I feel like they know how to get to stuff quicker than I do. I'm like, how are your fingers working so fast? Like, how did you get on there so fast?
Yes, and they know how to do all the filters, all the things, and they have it just like amazing. It's just, I love it. I love the fact that, you know, Instagram is, I'm not really as upset with Instagram because I think, you know, any age can use Instagram.
Yeah.
And exactly. The thing about it that you can get your content directly out to your audience and people who are really interested in what you're doing. And so that's why I like Instagram so much. I mean, like, even right now, say for instance, which I can probably quite easily do, say the 50th person that inboxes me at See Me Collections on my Instagram page, I will send them their own See Me resort wear. So bottom line is I can throw that out there and you'll see what happens. And if we, you know, the 50th person is who will get a resort wear sent to them.
Is that an offer that you're making for the Skinny on Beauty listeners?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So
all they have to do, is like, you know, like my pictures and just inbox me And the 50th person will directly get a CME collection resort wear sent to them.
Wow, that's probably one of the best. It's not even a discount code. I can't even call it that. Freebies that we've had on this show. So you guys should definitely take advantage of that because, like she was saying, some of her collections are definitely very affordable for entrepreneurs at any level, right? If they start at $50, but they can go up to like $5,000 a piece depending on how elaborate you want it, you know, and that's not outside of the reach of some entrepreneurs, you know. I mean, we're very successful, and this is why I have this show, is to help you be more successful so that you can have that beach wear that, you know, CME Designs can give for you, which I'm definitely going to take part of. But go to her Instagram page, SIMEE Collections, and start liking away, and make sure that you utilize, though, the DMs so that you can be tallied in that contest in order to win one of your own design pieces. And then you can be part of one of her fans or influencers maybe online and start growing your business that way, because online collaborations are definitely the way to go. Would you agree, Rosemary?
Definitely. And I would welcome any good influencer to contact me, as I always love to use influencers. I think they're, you know, they are a valid piece of the market space. And it's useful. It's, as I said, it's a new medium, but it works.
Right. And that's really what your brand is all about, right? See me for who I am. And that's what influencers are all about, is being real, being natural, being part of the movement. Something that they're, you know, they feel passionate about, that they themselves would wear. So let's get a couple more questions in before we end the show here. How do you decide what photos to post during a fashion show?
Wow, that's difficult. That's because normally, you know, you try to obviously try to find the best photographs. But right. If I'm doing it on a social media aspect, I try to find one that basically display what's happening at that time, the atmosphere, to let people realize you're either really missing something or you need to be here. Or basically showing you and highlights in a garment that props I'd call like a showstopper, that like you will not get this anywhere else. Oh my gosh, you know, this is something brand new that just came out. And that's what probably would let me know which photographs I'd like to post.
Right. And making sure that you have the right equipment in order to get those great glamour shots, right?
Oh.
So,
always.
Yeah, I mean, the content, the quality of the lighting is very important, as you know, as a designer. To be able to capture not only the atmosphere, but the quality of the design and the material itself.
Yes. So it definitely, that's, I mean, you have to have a good photographer. That's number one. And, you know, obviously if you're doing it almost like you're doing a Getty image picture, it has to be flawless.
Right. And last question here. Do you think using location on your post is important?
Oh, definitely. I really do, because a lot of times I find that also acts as an influencer, believe it or not, because people will like, oh my gosh, they're there, or they're at this location. And it to me, it makes people realize, you know, the level, the steps up that you're doing, where you're going, and, you know, literally to make you understand that, you know, where you are is important, because sometimes your fans or people want to find out where I can find you next, where, you know, where are you featuring, what is happening.
Right.
So to me, it works.
Right. Now, I know we didn't discuss your favorite quote, so I don't know if you have one, but if you do, think about it. If not, no big deal. But some things for, you know, you guys who are listening in and watching today to think about upcoming events for CME Collections. Actually, Rosemary is organizing her own fashion. Is it a fine art and fashion show? For what recently happened, in Las Vegas. Now, tell us about that.
Oh, yes. The community here in Henderson, Las Vegas, they've come together, and there's going to have a lot of sponsors from, and we're doing a big silent auction to raise funds for the charity, the Refuge for Women, which is against sex trafficking, as well as the 58 who lost their lives. We're giving back to the families, because this holiday is not going to be like any other holiday for most of these families. So Vegas Strong is really coming together and trying to help all these families, trying to make a little more light in what's happening. So our event is called The Colors of Life. That can be found on Eventbrite, Colors of Life.
Okay.
And it's November the 8th between 6 and 9 at over by Lake Las Vegas. So we're on the water, and it's going to be an amazing evening. And,
oh,
you know,
wonderful.
There's so many, yeah, so many people are going to be a part of this. And so we're looking forward to be able to give back to our community.
And then you're also going to be doing this Style and Fashion Las Vegas event that's coming up at the very end of the year. And then next year you will be, which I'm excited to see the photos from, the Vancouver Fashion Week. That's going to be awesome.
Amazing. That's going to be amazing. I'm looking forward to that.
So. Oh, I am too.
we're going to have a lot of things happening then. So it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to 2018.
I am too. I always love starting a new year. I think everybody does, right? I'm sure you guys were all saying yes. Thank you so much, Rosemarie, for being with us. Do you have a quote that you'd like to share?
I do. My quote is basically, life happens once and there's no redo. So make it happen.
Oh, I love that. I got chills. That's a good one. I love ending the show with quotes. This podcast will actually, this radio show is going to be turned into a podcast and will be up in a couple weeks. You will be able to find that on skinnyonbeauty.com. And then, of course, I will be doing all the press for it. And Rosemarie will be doing some press on her own channels, which is, again, See Me Collections, S-I-M-E-E. Thanks so much for tuning in today. To all my listeners, don't forget you can tweet me at Skinny on Beauty if you want to be a guest on my show. If you want some consultation or any help building your beauty, health, wellness, or fashion brand, please email me, unitesocially@gmail.com. Until next time, stay beautiful, Orange County. Thanks so much, Rosemarie. We'll see you next time.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.